At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy. We also have Illini guy staff writer Matt Stevens, and Kedrick Prince will be on later. So let's talk about a historic victory. Wasn't a pretty victory, but it was a big one, as the Illini win a game that, to be honest, since Hayden Fry started in 1978 in Iowa, the University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes generally win games like this that they need to win, and the Illini tend to lose them. At least they have since 1992, when John Makovic left. And tonight, under Brett Bielema, I think this was a evolutionary game that the Illini started to win when they needed to win, which is not what they always do. Brad, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. I think this is a game that last year Illinois finds a way to lose. Iowa comes down the stretch and gets the winning touchdown. We saw it at Indiana earlier this year, where Indiana found a way to win that game that Illinois controlled for almost the entire game. So this is a step in the right direction. Obviously, you know, the big thing is, you know, they battle through. They win without Tommy DeVito, without Isaiah Williams, without, I mean, you know, you go down the list, the kicker's out, Caleb Franklin. They're missing guys, right? Missing all kinds of guys, and yet they found a way to battle and win. Now, they need to get those guys back if they want to take care of Minnesota next week. But right now you just enjoy it being 5-1. And, you know, we went into this season hoping for 6 or 7 wins, and they're in a great position to get there.
Matt, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Mike Kegley. I thought this was really, really beautiful. Because I thought Brett Bielema said it best tonight with us in the media room, which was in 2022, tonight, Illinois did everything they had to do to win this game, to beat this Iowa team on this night in this year. And, you know, maybe in 2023 and in 2024, it'll take something more, or they have more in the bag to do it. But this was a W. And again, you relied on your strengths at the time. And the strengths at the time tonight were probably one of the nation's best defenses and a special teams unit that, you know, I know they had, you know, the Isaiah fumble, but, you know, a backup kicker, walk-on kicker, you know, scoring all your points. And so I think from a special teams perspective, you know, Illinois did everything they thought they needed to do to lose this football game, to be honest. If we're going by Bielema's football 101, there was a point where they were -3 in turnovers, had a chance to be, you know, -4 if that fumble had stood with Art. But this team was just really, really resilient tonight. And Brad laid it out. You know, Tommy DeVito goes out. Isaiah Williams goes out. You know, Kaz Nicholson at corner goes out. Caleb Griffin knows at warmups that he can't go. And so now you're at a backup kicker for everything. And so it was going to be a real – points were going to be at a premium anyway tonight, and then Illinois figured out a way to still win that game because I think they have one of the nation's best defenses and has one of the best resiliency in their defense, with the idea of holding Iowa to 3 points after you hand them the football on your own 5. So – you know, there's a lot of people that are going to call this an ugly win. Brett Bielema might did not disagree with you, but he'll take it, because it's win number 5, and I don't care what anybody says, and I might become dead wrong, but congratulations, Illini fans. You just became bowl eligible because there's no way I feel like they can go to Evanston and lose. So you just got yourself essentially to six, and I think there are more good things on the way as long as the injury report comes out okay and or you get more confidence in a quarterback like Art Sitkowski and the defense keeps playing the way it's been playing. I think Illinois can win a lot of football games with this formula of having one of the nation's best running backs and one of the nation's best defenses.
Ked, what do you think about tonight's victory?
You know what? I have so many mixed emotions and mixed feelings. It was frustrating to watch. I'm glad they won. It was tough. You know, one thing I will say, because, you know, a lot of times calls go against Illinois. They just have in the past. You know, we always talk about things just don't go their way. But tonight, they finally had a call, and it was the right call that went their way. You know, the Indiana game was in the past, but, you know, it still matters. It's just L in the L column. It's really tough to be right. Because I don't want to – the one thing I said I would never do, my mom called me. She said, when you do a podcast, don't you say anything about those kids because those moms, they really respect you. So I have to be good, and I'm going to take the high road. But I'll tell you, we are just one or two injuries away from some players to this, you know, to this going south. I'll put it that way. A lot of people are really critical of Barry Lonnie Jr. I get it. I don't, because you can't. If they thought that he could do the same things as Tommy DeVito could do, the play calling would have been different. I know a lot of people were really harsh with Art. You know, yes, he made a lot of mistakes, but the coaches know. And I have to tip my hat to them because they didn't put him in situations where he could lose the game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, Brad, looking at the offense, you know, you end up with yet another game with Chase Brown. You know, having big yardage, you know, 146 yards. You know, again, a big night for him. You have Sitkowski struggling, but then hitting two key passes in the fourth quarter that were just beautiful. And then you also had, which I thought was really a difference maker, is, you know, Hugh Robertson outpunted Torrey Taylor tonight. You know, he basically Taylor had a fine night. He put three of his eight punts inside the 20, averaged 40.9 yards per kick. And yet Hugh Robinson on six punts averaged more yards at 41.5, but put four of his six kicks inside the 20. So to me, those are some big moments there in terms of play. And, of course, then you look at the pass rush that the defense put on and held Iowa to, you know, 6 points, and we still haven't seen a touchdown scored in Champaign by an opponent. You know, what do you think the biggest factors are in this Illini victory?
Well, I mean, you got a historic defense. Nobody's scored in Champaign. They've given up through six games. They've given up three touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty insane if you think about it. Now, the other thing is, like, and I kind of agree with what Ked said, I feel bad a little bit. I thought Barry Lunney made some poor decisions on the offensive end, but, you know, I think he panicked a little bit when DeVito went out. And I think, you know, he didn't know, okay, what do I do now? I can't call the same plays. I got to, and they had a game plan, and I can't run the game plan. Can't do what we need to do. But I will say this, one thing I thought he did, I thought, He had some confidence in Art there for a couple deep throws, and he was successful, but then he got away from the bread and butter. Now, at the end of the day, Chase Brown carries it 31 times, and that's the key. I mean, give that guy the ball 30 times. I know you say he's not – I know it's going to be hard for him to hold up carrying it 30 times every game, but, you know, hopefully they can get Josh McCray back, get another running back. And if it means we got to run the ball with Reggie Love more, then do it, because at the end of the day – you know, with Tommy DeVito out, this is a team that's going to have to run the football a lot to be successful. And, you know, that's just part of it. I think that they have a good enough defense that if you can just, you know, not screw up, not turn the ball over, not give the other team opportunities, it's hard for teams to go 70 or 80 yards against this defense to score a touchdown.
Yeah, Matt, if I would have told you that the Illini were going to lose – the turnover stat by 3-1 and then have give up more points off of turnovers. Now, it happened to be 3-0.
Right.
But if I would have told you they were going to lose those two stats, do you think they would have won't be the winners tonight?
0%. No. I mean, I think Brett Bielema has taught his guys that that's why you lose football games, right? I mean, you don't get points in the red zone, and in fact, you turn it over. You know, that's a flip of the momentum there. And kind of what Iowa does, right? They make you – and, again, another thing Brett Bielema told us in the media room, they allow you to, you know, kill yourself, you know, and beat yourself because they're not going to do it. And, you know, it was a weird game in the sense that – this is one of those games where – and I've said it before, you know, I think we get caught up in entertainment value a little bit too much. And I say that because I think there was a path even without Tommy DeVito and without Isaiah Williams and without your starting corner. And honestly, your walk-on kicker who you weren't sure was going to be, you know, what he was tonight. There was still a path for Illinois to win this football game. It just wasn't going to be aesthetically pleasing, and it wasn't going to be entertaining, uber entertaining for people that were looking for highlights out of this sucker. But Brett Bielema didn't come here to entertain you. Brett Bielema came here to stack W's and champagne, and, you know, he stacked another one tonight against a team that, you know, Illinois hasn't beaten since, I think it was 2008, and then haven't beaten Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa in the same season since I was 5 years old, 1989. I think sometimes we just get caught up in entertainment value, and I think we have people equate that to scoring points. This defense is historically really entertaining to watch, and it's one of those things where I get excited watching Ryan Walters' guys do what they do, you know, and so I know a lot of people like to see a lot of points. I think if Brett Bielema and Barry Lunny can continue this chemistry for years to come, I think you're going to see that. But tonight, that wasn't the path to victory the minute that Tommy DeVito went out. The path to victory was probably win a defensive struggle, and exactly what Illinois did tonight in a big, big way.
Ked, when you were looking at it, how did you feel about what was going on out there in terms of effectiveness in getting a W versus aesthetics, and really how the Illini defense really outperformed another peer defense that's one of the nation's leaders?
You know what? I'm driving home, and I tell you, I've had a lot of phone calls with, you know, all four of us. We were in the press box, so we didn't get to hear what the commentators were saying, but they just praised the Illinois defense. It's been a long time. I mean, and I said this the last podcast. I know I remember when Simeon Rice and Dana Howard and all those guys were there. I don't think I've ever seen a defense like this. I mean, I think every time they take the field, I don't know if teams are going to score. I mean, Iowa had the ball on the 5-yard line and didn't score a touchdown. They just play really, really sound defense. And I'm going to tell you, they hit hard. They're confident. They change the outlook of a game. And I it's really weird to see, and like, you know, Matt mentioned it, it's hard to argue who has the best defense. But if you look at numbers, because let's face it, Illinois was, I believe, coming into the game giving up eight points a game. Tonight they gave up 6. You know, and if you think about it, they got 3 points because of the turnover from Isaiah Williams. I like the direction where they're going. And let's take a step back and look at it. They're 5-1. I don't think they're going to overlook anybody. The head coach is not going to allow that. It's pretty obvious. Every game matters to them one by one. And I said from day one that this guy was the right guy for the job. They had over 200 recruits there tonight. I thought it was a joke, but it really was. It was that many kids down there. There was more kids coming in. And on the line, I guys, you know, we'll have some interviews with several of those recruits. But that's a statement within itself to bring guys in. And there was a guy from the state of Iowa, was the only guy from the state of Iowa, and he said to me he would much rather go to Illinois than be at Iowa. So you're looking for that quote in one of our stories on Illini Guys from an Iowa high school prep.
Perfect, perfect. So, you know, really it was quite an interesting victory. Really took me back a little bit to the 80s where, you know, it was a high-pressure game and the Illini came out on the top end. And you know, we're just not used to seeing that since John Makovic left, except for maybe one or two outlier seasons. Brett Bielema is really kind of changing the equation around University of Illinois football. And again, I go back to the fact that this is the last 2 weeks were games that typically Wisconsin or Iowa would find a way to win and Illinois would find a way to lose. And that has changed. Brad, any final thoughts here is, you know, on tonight's game, and then maybe you can give me a little snapshot looking forward at Minnesota next week.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is – they both said it. Matt Kedbell said it. It's win. You got to win the game, and they won the game. And they're 5-1. Most people didn't look at the beginning of the season and say, hey, Illinois is going to be 5-1. And, of course, now I'm looking at it like they should be 6-0. We all know that. But they're 5-1, and they're in a great position to still – and I know with Tommy DeVito out, it's going to be a lot different. But they have a – if they can – Minnesota game next weekend – you know, Minnesota's good, but they're not great. And if Illinois can find a way to get healthy, find a way to get a guy or two back, and make those, you know, and just find a way to win another game like this with that defense, they're in the driver's seat to make it to win the Big Ten West. And so this is exciting. This is an exciting time for Illinois football. And guys, you know, I know that somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb to play Ohio State in December. Why not Illinois?
Yeah, that's good. So, Matt, same question to you.
I agree with Brad. If we're going down that road, you know, I think next week's game is going to decide a lot about who represents the West and maybe the last Western Division Championship in the Big Ten football history. Who gets to go to Indianapolis. And I don't know if a lot of people thought they were going to say that on homecoming weekend, but here we are. I also, Mike, you said something interesting. You came up with the word equation, culture. Brett Bielema is changing the culture here. You know, he's changed. It's called program building. And this is what it's about. It's about program building and culture is about losing your quarterback, losing your star wide receiver, you know, and losing your corner and still figuring out a way to beat a team that was ranked in the preseason, which Iowa was. You get a chance to do some really, really cool things around here. And again, also, it's about culture building. It's about understanding what your strengths are. Our strength, you know, if you're an Illinois fan right now, you can point to, hey, one of our strengths is we have one of the best running backs in the country, a Doak Walker candidate and Chase Brown. We have one of the best offensive lines in the Big Ten. And we have one of the best defenses maybe in the nation and certainly in the Big Ten. And, you know, if you need to win a game 9-6 on occasion, win a game 9-6. You know, they tried to win the Purdue game last year 9-6 and lost it because the defense couldn't hold. The defense held in that last drive tonight. And so slowly but surely, you're seeing culture being built, program being built. Look, this Illinois defense has already proven last year that they can contain this Minnesota team without Muhammad Abraham at the tailback position. I assume he's going to play next week in the homecoming game here in Champaign. But they have a way of making Minnesota or anybody else they play one-dimensional, and they don't think that Tanner Morgan and his wide receivers can beat them. I tell you that right now. So – hell, until somebody scores a touchdown here in Champaign, Ryan Walters has given you a hell of a chance to win every football game, and no matter how many points you score. And so, you know, it's been my entire life, and I'm 38, that Iowa fans haven't cared what it looked like. I don't know why Illinois fans would give a damn what it looks like tonight, and they should be thrilled to death that they just beat Iowa for the first time in almost a decade and a decade and a half, and, you know, get a chance to, you know, go to 5-1 and potentially take the Big Ten West by the throat. That's what tonight meant, and it's another step in Brett Bielema's culture building and program building here in Champaign.
Ked, what are your final thoughts, and then look forward towards Minnesota game next week?
Matt, they control, and Mike and Brad, they control their own destiny. I mean, let's think about that. So I thought these three games were the most crucial games on their schedule. I was concerned about Wisconsin and Iowa because, to me, They're the most physical team in the West Division. So they pass. They have to get an A+. I don't care if they won 9-6 or not. You know, they pass with flying colors. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, I know Coach Bielema said in the postgame press conference that he thinks Tommy DeVito's ankle, he should be okay next week. He tweaked the sore ankle. They didn't want to bring him back in. So they control it. They put themselves in a good situation. And let's be honest, nobody thought this would happen. We all picked 6, 7, 8 wins. I mean, there were some people who picked 9. And those people are lucky. I guess they should play the lottery. But if they go to play Ohio State, no matter what happens, put yourself in a position to play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And I think the recruiting is just going to take a different approach. They throw the football. People think that they don't, you know, when Bielema got there, that they weren't going to do that. They do it. They defend. They showcase their running backs. All of us here on this podcast was very critical of wide receivers. They have guys making plays. Can you imagine? And I think, Brad, I don't know if he said this in the press box. I didn't hear all the conversation. But could you imagine if Illinois had a 5-star a receiver, or just one of those guys with breakaway speed you could just throw the ball to, like Iowa did with their tight end tonight? It just changes the whole complex of the whole system. I'm looking forward to see what they do against Minnesota, because they didn't show a lot tonight. You know, they didn't, you know, because the whole game plan was thrown out the window when Tommy got hurt. So I think that's a good thing considering the Minnesota didn't play. So that's my 2 cents with it. And enjoy the win. Yeah, kind of mixed feelings, but end of the day, in 3 weeks, nobody's going to remember this 9-6 victory.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's very interesting as a longtime Illini fan. I've never cared one way or the other as long as you get a W, and that's always been my pick on that. I will tell you probably the one thing that I got right, if you remember a few weeks back, was that if Illinois beats Wisconsin, which at that point was the biggest game of Brett Bielema's tenure, then all of a sudden they needed to beat Iowa, which becomes the biggest game of Brett Bielema's tenure. And now, next week, Minnesota is the third of the biggest games of his tenure. And it is a critical game. There's no such thing as a must-win game, but it is a game that is a opportunity to build a program, as Matt was talking about. And if the Illini can find a way to outplay a very physical and a very tough PJ Fleck-coached team, this would really unleash the ability for the Illini this season. And, you know, man, you control your destiny, which is so hard in sports today because, you know, you have the ability to control the West. You have the ability to control, you know, going into the game against Ohio State. And the reason they play those games is because you don't know who's going to win. Just like last year when Illinois went to Penn State, if I would have told you it was going to be a 9 overtime game that Illinois scores 20 points in, you would say there was no way there was going to be a victory. And yet somehow this Brett Bielema coach team finds a way to win it. So I think this is a very exciting thing. We're going to do we'll have some podcasts this week. So that'll be fantastic. And of course, you can listen to Ked's recruiting roundup, which we'll probably have some as he was talking endlessly to scores of recruits. Of course, we have Sturdy for 30, Brad's award-winning podcast out there. And don't forget, folks, that everything that we talk about is powered by IlliniGuys.com. That's where you get all the information on recruiting. We have an unbelievable amount of stories that you can get, but even more important, or just as important, is we have message boards that we can talk about the rumors, the things that you can't write a story about because you can't get somebody to quote directly. So you put them in the message boards. You got to be a member to look at those. The cool thing about it is if you want to talk to Brad, you want to talk to Matt, you want to talk to Ked, you can message back and forth with them on those message boards. This isn't like reading a newspaper or watching SportsCenter where you're passive. You can actually get involved. You can also talk with hundreds, if not thousands, of Illini fans on those message boards. So that's a lot of fun. So that is a $99 a year. and you get a 7-day trial before your build, you tell you what, you want to be involved in this football season, join now. And then basketball season's right around the corner, and there is not anybody who covers basketball better than what Brad and Ked do here in Illinois. I'll put up any set of experts across the country in any website, and I think we will come out ahead. And then the final thing is, do not forget about the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's our weekly 2-hour extravaganza on the radio. You can go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button, and you will be able to see all the cities that we are on, what day, either Friday or Saturday, we're on, and what time we're on. All we ask that you do is please go ahead and call up the station and thank them for having us on. That makes a big deal, and they know that then that people are listening. So there's a lot of ways to get involved with the Illini Guys, and we would love to have you do that. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please go ahead and give us 5 stars, because that's important as well. So this is Illini Guy Mike Kegley signing off for Illini Guy Brad Sturdy and our staff writer Matt Stevens and our director of recruiting Kedrick Prince. We will talk to everybody next week. Go Illini!
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.